Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. And be joyous, man. Better is the sight of the eyes and the wandering of the desire. It's better to be it's the sight of the eyes for what's seen thereby than the wandering of the desire by what's pursued thereby. You stay focused on what's in front of you, what's now, right now. You pray to God, pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. You give all those anxious thoughts. Do not live in anxiety. That's a choice. If you start to roll down that path, you get rid of it by praying. So all these little things in the Word, when you start peppering your mind with it, it'll help you. Again, I'm keep sending in those questions, because like I said, I'm trying to get all that wrapped up. Continue to send those questions in, and I'll get that sorted out. But today I was reading in Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. It says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the heathen mutilations or the concision. For we are the true circumcision, which worship God by the Holy Spirit," or by the Spirit of God, "glorying in Christ, and have no confidence," or not trusting, "in the flesh." We glory in that Holy Spirit, that power from on high, the Holy Ghost that's in you. You have these things right now. And it's not about worshiping the outward manifestation of worship. It's that spiritual manifestation, that spiritual unveiling. You got to get focused on the things that matter, which is the Word. Verse 4, "though I might have confidence in the flesh," and this is that carnal, the carnal man, confidence in who he is, "if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day, out of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee." He's the top echelon. That's who Paul was. He's the top of the top of the top of the top. "Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless." He was almost a perfect human. He followed the law. He was of the highest echelon in their church. Verse 7, "but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." The things that he gained by following law, by being the top in the church, he counted as lost for Christ. "Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge," or that knowledge is acquired by learning, "of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I might win Christ." Once he found Christ Jesus, once you find it, once you have it, all other things you're going to recognize, they don't matter. You can have everything in this life and it's worth nothing. Nothing. It's about that relationship with God. It's about believing. It's about finding salvation. Finding salvation, which is that safety in Christ Jesus. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to find a peace in life. And then it's starting to put the Word on in your mind. It's starting to take this stuff and drill your mind with it so that you stop living in anxious thought. That you know that you know that you know that you have Christ. You have a company of angels, and ultimately you have God watching over you. You got to stay focused on that, because that love that God has for you, it dispels darkness. That light that's in you, it dispels darkness. It casts away those thoughts. And when you start to follow this stuff, you're going to start to see the blessings. I live this now. That's why I'm so passionate about it. You go through the ups and the downs. You go through the trials. And then you also, in those times where it's wavy and crashing and it's crazy, you also know that God sets the day side by side. You know these verses to calm yourself and center yourself in the things that actually matter and that's Christ Jesus, and ultimately believing in God. That's where you stay. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything that's going on. I pray that I can get these taxes done and that it's they come out smooth and it's off my plate, Father. I thank you for the ability to do that. I pray and thank you again for each and every one of your believers that you take care of them today, bless them, just give them that hedge of protection that they can walk freely knowing that you're with them. And again, I pray for this country that you just take care of all the issues that are going on with it. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.